Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap with me, Paige Estratore, on behalf of Financial Services Online. It's Thursday, February 27th, 2025, and we've got a lot to cover, so let's get the ball rolling. In the lead up to the elections, a major announcement has echoed across Australia. The coalition is making bold strides to alleviate the financial pressure on the insurance sector. Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor has outlined a plan to slash capital and compliance costs, a move wholeheartedly embraced by the Insurance Council of Australia. The sector currently shoulders over $1 billion in compliance expenses, seriously challenging its ability to provide optimum coverage. This proposal underpins the necessity of a flexible regulatory framework that can rise and adapt to rapid alterations in liability. With concerns for financial stability at the heart of these changes, Actuary Scott Duncan has drawn attention to the oft-disregarded challenges. Natural disasters, he insists, play a significant role in inflating home insurance costs. These hazards may overshadow capital requirements, but in no way lessen their importance. Leaning into the business sphere, the coalition's been turning gears there too. They've proposed a tax reform aimed at easing the burden on small enterprises. Simplified meal deduction expenses will enable businesses with turnovers up to $10 million to claim deductions up to $20,000 without the 47% fringe benefits tax currently applied. There's an expected ripple effect here. These changes could potentially reduce compliance challenges, lift workplace morale, and generally fuel thriving businesses in the financial sector. The proposal is under consideration, and if endorsed in the forthcoming federal election, accurate record keeping will be key for businesses looking to capitalize on this initiative. But it's not all sunshine in the land down under. A growing number of Australians are pushing their dreams of retirement further away, thanks to rising living costs. Research uncovers that 1 in 6 Australians over the age of 43 are choosing to work longer to cushion the impact of these escalating costs. Half of those further find the rising expenses to be a major barrier. Interestingly, many have resorted to financial advice, with CFS Superannuation's Kelly Power emphasizing a surge in engagement with financial planning. Now let's turn our focus to New South Wales, where a devastating scam shook up farmer Peter Hastie and exposed the cracks in Australia's banking systems. Mr. Hastie's mortgage hiked by $48,000 due to this scam, challenging both banks and customers. This incident has amplified the cry for stronger consumer protection laws and enhanced banking regulations. That's all for today's Daily Financial Services News Wrap. Remember to visit financialservicesonline.com.au for more on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. I'm Paige Estratore. Thank you for tuning in.